UDOT has finished what they call their early scoping process after holding informational meetings last summer and compiling public comments. The environmental impact study is part of the National Environmental Policy Act, required when federal funds finance roads or highways. UDOT announced they'll begin their environmental impact evaluation, which will consider a bypass road around Heber City's downtown commercial area. UDOT Senior Communications Manager Jeff Dupay said public input is critical for the process to succeed. Heber City's Main Street Business District is bisected by Utah State Road 40, cutting through the commercial area. Dupay said UDOT uses the same process when considering similar communities throughout the state.
So the study is funded by the Utah Department of Transportation. It was funding that was allocated by the Transportation Commission for this specific study. It's being paid for with state dollars. It's about $3 million for this study. And as far as the notice of intent, because this EIS process, it follows the process that's established by the National Environmental Policy Act, that notice of intent is what officially starts the EIS process.
The Heber Valley Corridor EIS team has filed the notice of intent in the Federal Register.
This is actually fairly common when you're looking at any type of transportation improvement along a main street that is also either a state or a federal route. That's why we followed the same type of vigorous process to make sure that decisions are feasible and reasonable, and at the same time they take into consideration the community needs, because it's all about quality of life. These transportation solutions need to provide choices that help support community needs. Otherwise, it can be detrimental to how a community grows and develops.
UDOT held a virtual public meeting in August, which garnered extensive public comments. You can find a link to the comments on kpcw.org. Dupay said the public comment period starts April 30th and closes June 14th. He said all comments must be in writing and submitted through email to hebervalleyeis.udot.utah.gov or by calling 801-210-0498.
There's no shortcuts. We still follow the process because it's the process that helps establish the future transportation solutions that may be needed in order to improve mobility in the Heber Valley area.
Dupay will present the EIS updates to the Heber City Council on May 4th, the Wasatch County Council on May 5th, and the Wasatch County Interlocal Meeting on May 26th. You can find links to the meetings on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.